Think Country 94.7 KTTS, Nancy and Rick.
Well, it's the last of the cicada stories. But now we're finding out, because see, now they're starting to die off now. And I guess it's making a huge mess.
Think about that. When you have billions, and they're not little.
Billions.
Billions of
and
bucks.
And they're big.
They're clogging up drains.
They're clogging up gutters and streets, gutters at your house.
Gross.
You got to clean that out.
Then it starts stinking.
Good. Yeah, they said that now that it's not good. But I never thought about this, but there was a report about how many people have been injured because these big old cicadas, they hit you and you flip out.
Yep.
People run into walls. They trip and fall. I guess they've been asked, when you drive, keep your windows up.
Because they'll fly in your window.
Because if one comes in your window and hits you in the head.
I mean, it's a natural reaction just to.
And you crash into a building. And it's
that's fair.
Yeah, it's not been good. So people are pretty happy, I guess, in the East that it's finally over with. The cicadas are going away. But you said you had a disaster with a bug, too. What happened to you?
Hi, I am deathly afraid of spiders.
That happens. Yeah.
Like, so afraid that I will cry if I see one by me. We were laying in bed, and my husband is on the left side of me.
Right.
I had a spider run across me. I threw him off the bed and ran into the bathroom and hit my head on the, door frame.
Yeah.
So not only did I hurt myself, but I threw my husband off the bed and, jumped off the bed, and he had no idea what happened. He came in the bathroom and goes, "What's wrong?" And I was like,
and we're really glad that you don't live in cicada country.
Right. Talk about flipping out.